Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's get to John Telich, Fox 8 Sports Director on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Host of Telich Talks, the podcast, a great podcast. I've been a guest on it. John, how the hell are you, buddy?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing? You guys hanging in there? You guys are all remote, right? I mean, the only guy at the station is Owen, or how's the arrangement working?
We got some very essential personnel that's taking care of things, making sure everybody's upright and all right. I am cooped up down in the corner of my basement. Lima is in his bedroom, right? Aren't you in your bedroom?
Right now, under the covers in the bedroom.
Are you really under the covers?
Good acoustics.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility you could actually fall asleep at one point during this show over the next month?
I think I did a couple days ago.
We all heard the yawning.
Speaking of falling asleep, I did that. Cavaliers win the title, and we're out in Oakland, and we're covering the post game and all that stuff, and I was on the air about 3 hours after, and then went back to the hotel. Our buddy Tony Z from 19. Offered me a cigar at the hotel bar. They kept the bar open. He had a nice drink. A couple photographers did. And then we hit the rack, and I was supposed to be on Fox 8 at like 7 a.m. Eastern, obviously 4 o'clock out there. Slept right through that bad boy. Right through it. It was only the Cavs winning the championship. You know, the best moment in 52 years, but that's just fine. But I was up for the next hit like 30 minutes later, so, you know, no harm, no foul.
John Kramer says it, man. You can't fight the body. It wants what it wants. John Telich joining us. John Telich joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay, real quick, and we'll dive into some other things. If you were going to make another Cleveland 30 for 30, what do you think is the best? And I know I'm springing this on you, but what the hell? What is the best idea for another Cleveland 30 for 30?
Well, I would go back into a lot of those, the Bernie era from, you know, the 80s. And there are just so many backstories as to how those guys coalesced as a team. They really were one of the greatest collections of individuals from all different backgrounds under Marty Schottenheimer. And what he did behind the scenes to make them the teammates that they were. The love they had for each other, how much they partied. Those guys got out about the town quite a bit, but yet they were they were the most fun collection of guys that you've seen in Cleveland sports here in quite some time. So I would lean more towards the Bernie / Marty years and how, I can remember, you guys remember they shot this video at Squire's Castle where they were barbarians and stuff like that?
That's a rite of passage for young Browns fans to watch that.
I was there covering it, and it was so much fun. I don't think we have ever had an opportunity since then to be around a group of guys that were, they were so cool. I mean, like, you know, Brian Brennan comes to my mother's funeral, stuff like that. It's like, it was just a great group of people. So anything that we could do to dig up some of those side stories and do a 30 for 30 on the Browns, of the Bernie Browns, if you want to call it, or the Marty Browns, I don't know what you'd name it, but that would be something I'd think about.
Yeah, JT, I was talking to Ken during the break, and I'm like, I bet you there's a story that not a lot of people know, especially younger fans, about Bill Veeck. And I think you could actually do an entertaining story, because not only did he have the disco demolition night, I mean, he was the owner in 48. He buried the championship flag the next year, and then when he left the team after the divorce, he ends up doing the promotion with the 3'7", what is it, Eddie Goodell?
Yeah. Eddie Goodell. Yeah, he was perhaps the greatest showman in sports, certainly thought outside the box, was incredibly innovative. And, you know, nowadays we see a lot of these real cool promotions that are done mostly on the minor league levels, you know, and the folks in Akron do a great job, so on and so forth. And yet this guy was doing that type of stuff on the major league level. He was, you know, he was an outsider in many ways, but he was so innovative on getting people to buy into his promotions. And obviously, you know, the Eddie Goodell thing was classic. You know, one of my high school teammates, high school classmates, her father was the guy that pitched to him. So I had a lot of it. I could have done some interviews. He's deceased now, but did some interviews back in the day with Bob Kane about the whole day of pitching, you know, being up there when they send this 3 foot, you know, 12 inch guy to the plate. It was absolutely hilarious. And so it all stems from Beck, his innovation.
The great John Telich joining us, Fox 8 Sports Director. Find him on Twitter. He hosts the Telich Talks podcast. John, we played Kevin Stefanski's audio earlier. How concerned are you about the start of this football season? If it will get off or anything like that, but for the Browns, because there's expectations again with this football team, but you have a new coach, you have a quarterback who's trying to come back from a pretty rough season, and they're not going to be able to meet with each other probably until August, we're guessing?
Yeah, it is. It's huge hurdles, and yesterday, you know, as you guys know, because you heard the conference call, and, you know, he downplayed that he's in the same boat with everybody else, but he's a rookie head coach. He's got the challenge of the virtual meetings and the virtual coaching. We all have no idea how they're going to try to lead these guys over the next couple of months from afar. Absolutely no idea. I think the only thing you've got going for you right now is guys that were injured, had surgeries, like the receivers, plenty of time to get better. But you've got a case where Baker still needs to be up to speed with working with these guys. And he really didn't get much of a chance a year ago for the reasons we reported and talked about a million times. But now here's another set of circumstances. So, you know, I guess Kevin and Andrew Berry, they can look at this as an extreme challenge where something great can come out of it, and that's the mindset you have to have. Because if you have any other kind of like, woe is me, a lot of hurdles, pushing this giant stone up a hill, and it keeps falling back, and I never get a chance to work with my players, then you're defeated out of the gate. So, yeah, I think there's extreme challenges for him. We'll see what happens.
I think I have to continue it. If you were to pick one that you had to be a little bit more concerned about, who would it be, Baker coming back this year or Kevin Stefanski as a first-year head coach?
Well, we've had first-year head coaches not do well. We've seen, you know, we've seen on the NFL level that Baker can get it done. We saw that a year ago prior to last season. So I would say I'd have the concerns with, you know, this is a rookie coach with extraordinary circumstances up against him in a system that you know, has been criticized, but I would go with the Stefanski as my answer there. Absolutely.
John Telich with us. By the way, John Telich, a mentor. I was a former intern, and I'll never forget one of the days was back there editing some archive tape at Fox 8. You told me that in a way it didn't feel like these were the Browns, that these were really the Browns, but they were wearing the uniforms of the Browns. Fast forward to now, we are going to get an unveiling of a uniform over the course of the next probably 3 weeks. What are you hearing, and what do you want? What do you want them to look like?
Well, you know, I was pretty open the last time they did change the uniforms and thought, okay, maybe it's time for a bit of a fresh look, but that iteration just didn't sell me, so anything that is as close as possible to the traditional Browns, the way we remember, obviously, Jim Brown's era and the Bernie and Clay Matthews era, those were the types of uniforms that I would cling towards. So anything that's close to that, don't get tricky and write Browns on the pants or any of those types of things. Just give me the basic stuff. And And then play football like the guys of the 80s and Jim Brown in the 60s. Do that, and then obviously everything will take care of itself.
We're not sure when baseball is going to get going. We think football, hopefully NFL is going to get started on time. But there might be a new reality, JT. It might be a situation where there's no fans in attendance. Yeah. How do you think that looks? How do you think that will feel? And do you think fans will gravitate towards at least being able to watch it on television and just adjust to the way they consume it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be not necessarily the new normal, Anthony. I think we will get back to the days where fans are sitting close to one another and interacting, but being smart and washing their dadgum hands as much as possible. But so I think that day will be coming. But initially, I just don't know how you can start this thing back up, even the NFL, and not have some kind of a limited impact that the fans would have on the game. So it would be incredibly weird to be at a game covering a game when there's not that many people there. Now, okay, insert your Indians of the 70s jokes and Indians of the 80s jokes. But, you know, I think you get my drift. And the more fans, the better. I think they play off of it. I remember what LeBron said about 2-3 weeks ago. If there were no fans, I'm not going to play, or basically, and then he kind of backtracked a little bit. I totally understand what he's going through. I mean, it's a performance, and you like that initial and immediate impact or just some kind of a reaction from the fans that you can feed off of. And without that, it would be just an odd set of circumstances for the athletes to deal with. But I think in this day and age, with everything the new normal and everything up in the air, you've got to consider each and every possible, if you want sports to come back, and the only choice was initially no fans, I think we all would opt for let's bring the sports back.
John Telich joining us on the show. John, when it comes to the Indians, do you think, how much of an impact could this have? Because I asked Jason Lloyd about this last week, and I want to know what you think about this, because you know a lot of guys in that building, a lot of people in that building, and you know, we've heard you're a ticket-driven team, and they probably will play baseball at some point, but they probably will not sell tickets for a while. Do you think this will have an impact on payroll in 2021 and 2022?
I think it's going to have an impact all over baseball on what people spend for their payrolls next year, because, you know, obviously right now things are locked in for 2020, and so absolutely going to have an impact. And they are, as you said, you know, they spend what comes in, if you will, and they don't stray above that or jump ahead of that. So that's going to have a tremendous impact into how they think they can construct their team for next year. And what kind of a baseball season, you guys have talked about this, what kind of a baseball season are we looking at here? Are we looking at an 80-game schedule? When will they start spring training? And this is kind of an interesting year, too, because obviously they've got Frankie for two more years or maybe less, and the clock's really starting to tick now because they're not the only team in this. So you can look at the Dodgers and Mookie Betts and what have you. They may not even have the services of Mookie Betts. So it's just it's a crazy new landscape. But to get back to your question, they're driven by their payroll is going to be reflecting, you know, what they bring in. And, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine counting the receipts, if you will, from this year if things really don't get ramped up anytime soon. It's just going to be devastating.
How are some of the high school coaches taking this? Because you know a lot of high school football coaches around here. There is uncertainty. Their season starts earlier than college and pro, and it is Ohio. So Ohio's ahead of the curve, so we might be looking at a better situation in this state compared to others, but what if some of the high school coaches in the area told you?
Yeah, they're all super apprehensive. They're hoping to keep their kids together, and that's really difficult. First of all, you can't have the kids together. They're supposed to be stay at home. They're supposed to be, home in that regard. So I remember I saw someone had sent a message to the station that they saw a bunch of kids, you know, out throwing a football around somewhere, and they thought they were with a specific high school football team, and we couldn't really track that down to see if that was legit or if we're getting so many emails now with people kind of tattling on one another, if you will, in this day and age. It's the new normal. And so, you know, it's just hard for these guys to keep their kids motivated, to keep the kids excited about playing. And a lot of kids right now don't know to take this as seriously as we are. And I think there's kind of like a little bit of a generational divide in some ways in that respect. And so it's impacting how guys are looking forward. You know, September seems a long, long way off, but in reality, and yeah, thank you, Governor DeWine, for the stay-at-home order being ahead of the curve. That's been great for this state, but it's still, that'll come up on us incredibly fast. And I just have no idea, guys, if, you know, if we'll have the high school football, you know, in its current setup, because we just don't know how long this, you know, it's going to take to flatten the curve and that type of stuff.
Yeah, I know, and we're so big on high school football. And, John, I know we got to let you go, but we're so big on high school football here, and it's like, well, we might be able to salvage it, but I bet there's a lot of states that, it's going to be close. It's going to be a close one, so we'll pay attention to it. John, we can't thank you enough for the time. Listen to Telich Talks. Watch him on Fox 8. The great John Telich. John, take care, buddy.
Live from the east side, baby. See ya.
As always, JT calling in from the east side, Fox 8 sports director on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Lima, a lot of people have time to think. And coming up next, a couple of those people have some very interesting ideas how to settle the score in a baseball game. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.